Choose Health with holistic health life coach Linda LaCoux, offering you advice to choose a lifestyle that benefits your body and your mind. Insights that help you choose health.
Fats often get a bad rap, but the fact is that fats are an essential part of a healthy diet. They're involved in everything from providing a major source of energy to helping absorb vitamins to refereeing communication between cells in our body. As if these health benefits weren't enough, they also contribute to our enjoyment of food by adding taste and texture and smoothness, like in guacamole or the flakiness in a croissant. It's an incredibly versatile nutrient. Fats in our food are made up of fatty acid chains, which consist of carbon and hydrogen atoms linked together. There are two major types of fatty acids that we eat, saturated and unsaturated. So bear with me for a little bit here as I get kind of sciencey. Fatty acid chains are also categorized by whether they have a single or double bond connecting the carbons. When a fatty acid has only one single bond, it's called a saturated fatty acid because it has as many hydrogen atoms as possible. In other words, it's saturated with them. Triglycerides with saturated fatty acids are nice and straight, so they pack together really well, and as a result, they're usually solid at room temperature. When a fatty acid has one or more double bonds, it's called an unsaturated fatty acid because it's not saturated with hydrogen atoms. Unsaturated fatty acids can be further classified according to the number and location of their double bonds. But that's another story. There are four basic kinds of fats: monounsaturated, polyunsaturated, saturated, and trans fat. Mono and poly are kind of considered the good fats, and consumption of saturated fat should be kept pretty low, especially for adults. Trans fat, which means trans fatty acid, is the worst kind of fat, far worse than saturated fat, and we'll get to that in just a little bit. Let's take a look at these kinds of fat one at a time. Monounsaturated fat is in things like avocado, nuts, vegetable oils like olive oil and peanut oils. Eating foods that are high in monounsaturated fats may help lower your LDL cholesterol, which is considered the bad cholesterol. Monounsaturated fats also help keep your good cholesterol, the HDL levels, pretty high. But eating more unsaturated fat without cutting back on saturated may not lower your cholesterol at all. The key here is balance, as with anything. Monounsaturated fatty acids are also known as omega-9s and can do a great deal to protect your heart. Polyunsaturated fatty acids include both omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids. This type of fat can help to decrease LDL and total cholesterol. EPA and DHA are long-chain omega-3 fatty acids found in cold water fish and can help improve blood triglyceride and HDL cholesterol levels. Alpha-linolenic acid, ALA, the short-chain omega-3 fatty acid, which is found in some plants, has a beneficial effect on blood pressure and insulin sensitivity. The American Heart Association recommends eating oily fish at least twice per week to obtain enough EPA and DHA, and to regularly consume oils, walnuts, and other foods rich in ALA. Unfortunately, Americans consume, on average, one fish meal every 10 days, and it typically includes fish sticks or fried fish, which are usually low in omega-3 fats. Omega-3 fatty acids comprise only about 10% of the total polyunsaturated fat intake in the average American. The majority of omega-3 intake comes from plant-sourced ALA, but Americans need more from EPA and DHA. Now let's look at saturated fat. Saturated fat is solid at room temperature, which is also why it's known as a solid fat. It is mostly in animal foods such as milk, cheese, and meat. Poultry and fish have less saturated fat than red meat. Saturated fat is also found in tropical oils such as coconut, palm, and cocoa butter. You'll find tropical oils in many snacks and in non-dairy foods such as coffee creamers and whipped toppings. Foods made with butter, margarine, or shortening, such as cakes, cookies, and other desserts, have a lot of saturated fat. The problem with saturated fat is that it can raise your cholesterol. So moderation, as with everything else, is key. Generally speaking, it's recommended to keep consumption of saturated fat low. But there is evidence that suggests that different types of saturated fatty acids may have different effects on cardiovascular health. In other words, the quantity of your consumption is far less important than the quality of it. Now let's talk about trans fat. This is a fat that has been changed by a process called hydrogenation. This process increases the shelf life of fat and makes the fat harder at room temperature. Harder fat makes crispier crackers and flakier pie crusts. Trans fat can raise your cholesterol, so eat as little trans fat as possible. Hopefully none. Hydrogenation is the process of heating an oil and passing hydrogen bubbles through it. The fatty acids in the oil then acquire some of the hydrogen, which make it more dense. If you fully hydrogenate, you create a solid fat out of the oil. But if you stop partway, you create a semi-solid, which is known as partially hydrogenated oil. That is the consistency like butter, only it's a lot cheaper. Until the 1970s, food producers used coconut oil to get that buttery flavor and texture. The American obesity epidemic began when it was replaced with partially hydrogenated vegetable oil. Partial hydrogenation is an industrial process which provides longer shelf life in baked goods, provides longer fry life oil for cooking oils, and provides a certain kind of texture or mouthfeel. The big problem is that partially hydrogenated oil is laden with lethal trans fat. One of the reasons that partially hydrogenated oils are used is to increase the shelf life, but they decrease your shelf life in the process. So keep in mind, you'll find these kinds of oils in processed foods, snack foods such as chips and crackers, cookies, margarine, salad dressing, and foods made with shortening. How much trans fat do we consume in a day? Some of us are consuming virtually none because we're very selective about what we eat. Most people, on average, consume in excess of 15 grams of trans fat per day. If that sounds unbelievable, think about it this way. One McDonald's large fry, we're not even talking about the burger, just the fries, contains about 8 grams of trans fat. 4 Girl Scout shortbread cookies contain 1.5 grams of trans fat. A large order of KFC popcorn chicken contains 7 grams of trans fat. There are other items on the KFC menu that contain up to 14 and even 15. Consuming partially hydrogenated oils is kind of like inhaling cigarette smoke. They will kill you, slowly, over time, but as surely as you breathe. And in the meantime, they will make you fat first. Partially hydrogenated oils have a lot of different names. One of the most common that you'll see on candy is called PGPR. PGPR is used as an emulsifier and a stabilizer in the food processing industry. A statement from the manufacturer of PGPR on the company's website actually reads, "Cocoa butter is an expensive raw material for chocolate manufacturers to buy. By using PGPR, the chocolate recipe has lower costs in terms of less cocoa butter." So in other words, PGPR is a way for chocolate manufacturers to get around the hassle and expense of actually putting chocolate in your chocolate. Bromated vegetable oil, or BVO, that is added to citrus-flavored soda like Mountain Dew and sports drinks, make the artificial colors that we talked about in our previous episode actually stick to the liquid. BVO contains bromine, which is used as a flame retardant and has been linked to several different kinds of neurological problems and interferes with thyroid hormones. So, to sum up, good, healthy fats are found in good, healthy foods. Eating veggies, fruit, meat, plenty of water, you should be able to consume the type of fats your body needs. Now that you're armed with this information, I hope that it will motivate you to choose health as you choose your food.
This has been Choose Health with Linda LaCoques. Linda is a certified holistic health coach, bend instructor, and personal trainer with Life Support Holistic Health in Cookeville. She's available for your questions on Facebook and online at lifesupporthh.com.